Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of studying the Word of God together. We're studying about spiritual gifts, and we're studying about how essential it is to get into the Word of God, to understand the Word of God. The last time, as we were talking about a simple way to study the Bible, it's so important that you and I as believers get into the Word of God. The simple truths of God's Word are spoken of as the milk of the Word. The more involved truths of the Word of God are spoken of as the meat of the Word. And so we see that we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. When an individual believes in the Lord Jesus and accepts Him as Savior, he's a babe in Christ, spiritually immature, just a baby in Christ. And this is what is pointed out in the Scripture and in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." You see, a baby Christian often is a carnal Christian. A carnal means centered around the flesh. A baby Christian often walks after the flesh and gives way to feelings and desires and emotions that the flesh dictates. And that's why God wants us to grow up. And that's why Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he said this church was a baby nursery, so to speak. They were filled with baby Christians who had not grown. And that's why he wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, to help them to grow, to help them to mature. In verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 3, he said, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear the meat of the Word. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal, centered around the flesh. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" You see, baby Christians are given over to envy. They're giving over to being argumentative. They're given over to being divisive, arguing about things that are really not that important and that essential. You've seen two children playing with toys and how that the one wants what the other one's playing with, and how they get into a fight and holler at each other and struggle with each other trying to get the toy. And it's foolish things like that that baby Christians also behave and act in such a manner. And walk as men, that is, walk as unbelievers, live like unbelievers, so that many times it's hard to tell if a person is truly a child of God or not because of their walk, their argumentative and carnal ways. And so God wants us to grow up, and that's why the Apostle Paul was writing to us here in 1 Corinthians, and was talking about spiritual gifts, which we've been discussing. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." It's sad to say that many of God's children are ignorant of God's Word. They're ignorant of God's truth. They're ignorant of the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. They're ignorant of what God's Word teaches. And that's why Paul, writing 2 Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, said, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth." How important it is that we get into the Word of God, and that we study God's Word, that we might show ourselves servants of God, that is, slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in obedience and bringing glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, God does not want us to be ignorant of His plan, purpose, and will for our lives as children of God. And so verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 12, 2, ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Now, beloved, there's so many people in the world that are in spiritual darkness and that are following dumb idols. I don't know about the country you live in, but here in the United States, there may not be just physical idols such as wood, stone, or idols of gold and silver, although there are many people who are caught up in the idol of gold and silver, and they strive and they work night and day to accumulate and to put together the things of this world, and that does become an idol in their life, and they worship at that idol and devote their lives to the accumulating of the things that will not last and will not endure and do not bring contentment or satisfaction. There are others who are devoted to the idol of pleasure, and pleasure becomes their god, and they spend their money, their time, and their effort on pleasure, getting pleasure and enjoying this and enjoying that. And their life is devoted in seeking pleasure. That's become an idol in their life. And then there's pride that can become an idol. People become very prideful, and therefore they are easily offended because of the pride that they have and how proud they are of their knowledge or of their intellect or of their physical features. And we see many people going to the doctors for surgery to enhance their physical features. Their body has become their idol, and their life is centered around their body and keeping the body well and healthy and doctoring up the body in cosmetic surgery to make their appearance look better and more pleasing. And this is what their life centers around. And so this is a picture of the lost people, the world who doesn't know Jesus as Savior. They're living for the temporary. They're living for the things of this world. And the Lord does not want His children to live for the things of this world. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul writes about this very thing. And he tells us, verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And beloved, we need to be living for the eternal. We need to be living with eternity's values in view, not living for the earthly things that are passing away and will not last and will not endure. But how many people there are that are living for the material things of this world and thinking, well, if I just had more money or if I had more things, then I'd be happy. But those things do not bring happiness. They do not bring joy. They do not bring satisfaction and fulfillment. I remember reading about a man one time who was head of a large industry here in the United States of America, and he had many goals that he had set, and he had reached all of those goals, and he said, "I've attained and reached everything that I set out to do, and now there's nothing more for me to live for." And so he took a gun and blew out his brains. How sad when a person's life becomes so empty that just the attaining of certain goals is all they live for. Oh, beloved, when we have Jesus as our Savior, we have a new purpose and a new reason for living. And it's not just to the satisfying of the flesh and the things of this world and the accumulating of earthly things, but it's living with eternity's values in view to the glory, honor, and praise of the Lord. And so our understanding our spiritual gifts is so vital to our living a life that's fulfilled and meaningful. Wherefore, verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Now, an individual that's truly a child of God will not use the Lord's name in vain, will not curse God's name, and will not dishonor the Lord in their speech. How many people there are these days that you hear cursing and defiling the name of the Lord, using it as an exclamation, not showing any respect, nor reverence, nor honor to the living God. They've heard other people using God's name in vain. They've heard other people using God's name as a curse word and as a swear word, and so they're using that as well. And they don't understand what they're doing. God says, I will not hold him guiltless that taketh my name in vain. That is, in an empty way, in an unnecessary way, in a way that dishonors and degrades and discards who I am. And so, beloved, we see here that no man by the Spirit of God will misuse the name of the Lord Jesus Christ or dishonor him, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost or by the Holy Spirit. That is, that we honor the Lord as the Lord of our life, that we recognize we're a slave of Jesus Christ, that we're His property, that we belong to Him. And this is knowledge that the Holy Spirit helps us to gain and to grasp and to comprehend and to understand as we study the Word of God. Now, verse 4, there are diversities of gifts. There are many different spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of administrations, as we've already discussed, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Different ministries operate in different ways, but it's the Lord that is at work in those ministries, in spreading the gospel, in reaching the lost, in bringing unbelievers to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in grounding individuals in the Word of truth, as long as it's true to the Word of God. Now, there are false teachers out there. There are false prophets. There are those who proclaim to be followers of Jesus Christ, but they do not accurately teach the Word of God, and thereby you know they're false teachers and false prophets. Until next time, goodbye.